Hello, this is David Middleton, pastor of Jesus is Lord Outreach Center, welcoming you to Doers of the Word. This program will teach you the practical knowledge of the Word of God so that you can live in victory in your life. Open your heart and mind now as I share the uncompromised Word with you today. Praise the Lord. Glad to be with you on the radio broadcast today. We are continuing to share with you on the subject of daily Christian disciplines. And let me ask you again, are you incorporating these daily Christian disciplines into your life? Are you walking by faith? Are you learning to see things in the eyes of the Spirit according to God's Word and praying the prayer of faith and speaking to the mountains with your faith and learning to fight the good fight of faith and overcome your enemies? Praise God. Remember, faith deals with a spiritual realm, and we're going to take hold of the blessings of God that belong to us. Remember that we walk by faith, not by sight or that which is revealed to the senses. If you're one that walks by what you feel, the way things seem, the way they look, then you're not walking by faith. You walk by faith according to God's Word. Are you walking in love? If you're walking in love, then you're not being selfish. You're not pursuing your own aims. If you're walking in love, then you're not one who's going to be mean to people and rude to people. Instead, you're going to be long-suffering. You're going to be looking for ways of being constructive. You're going to be looking for ways to be a blessing. You know, we've been born to be a blessing, and we should be a blessing to every person. It's so easy to love those people that love you, but can you love the people that have hated you, that have cursed you, that have used you, that have persecuted you, that have done despite to you? Can you love those people that have done destructive things to you? It's mandatory that we learn to walk in love. Remember, Jesus said this is a commandment we've been given. This is the rule of authority of your life, and you must submit to walk in the ways of love. Another discipline is being in the Word and doing it. Remember, as you get in the Word and you hear it, it's not just for you to get knowledge and understanding so that, oh, I know all this. Hey, knowledge puffs up. But if you're going to be a doer of the Word, then you're going to act upon it. You're going to walk in line with it, and then you're going to see the fruit. In fact, doing the Word is the key to you being set free. The Bible says if you continue in my Word, John 8:31, then you'll be my disciples, and you will know the truth, and the truth will make you free. Continuing in doing the Word precedes becoming a disciplined one, which precedes being one who knows the truth. And when you know the truth, then that truth that you act upon will make you free. He that doeth truth or doeth the Word comes to the light. The revelation comes, and he gets the blessing coming forth in his life. Praise God. Another thing that we talked about is your thoughts. Are you taking your thoughts captive? Are you thinking on good things? Or are you still thinking on those negative thoughts? Put those negative thoughts away. Learn to replace the negatives with the positives. Learn to bring into captivity every thought to the obedience of Christ. Replace it with the Word. What does the Word say? Think about that in your mind. Are you choosing what God wants? Or are you continuing to do what you want? You've got to learn to submit yourself to God. You've got to learn to yield yourself unto the Lord. Do not walk in your own ways. Choose God's way at all, every situation, in all circumstances that you're dealing with. Cast your cares upon the Lord. Don't carry the care, worry, or anxiety. Cast it upon the Lord. And just let God solve the problem. And when you pray the Word of God, you trust in Him, He's gonna bring His Word to pass. Learn to speak God's Word and bridle your tongue. And learn to pray with your understanding according to the Word and pray with your spirit in tongues to release the power of the Holy Spirit to bring the will of God to pass in your life. It's important, of course, that we confess our sin and we repent, changing our mind and turning away from them. Repentance from dead works, God's goodness leads you to repentance. Don't resist Him. Yield to Him and let Him have His way. Praise God. And also, be sure that you are forgiving every person who's wronged you or hurt you. If someone does wrong to you, forgive them, for they know not what they do. Jesus said, forgive them. They know not what they do. If their eyes were open to the ways of God, they'd never do the things that they did to you. They simply are a tool of the devil. Learn to separate the sin from the person and forgive those who have wronged you and hurt you. and you're going to pray for them. That's why the Bible says, bless those that curse you, pray for those that have used you and persecute you, pray for those, and pray the word of God and take dominion over the works of the enemy. That is the true love of God operating in your life. Be obedient. It's so important that we're obedient to what God tells us to do. If you're disobedient, then curses will come upon you. Yield, whoever you yield, your servant, yourself to who you obey is whom you're going to be a servant to. If you yield to sin, you're a servant to sin. If you're obedient to the flesh, then you're a servant to the flesh. But if you're obedient to God's word and obedient to your spirit, then you're going to be a servant of the Lord. And if you're willing and obedient, then you'll eat the good of the land. God will bless you. Praise God. Hallelujah. The blessings will come upon those that hearken diligently unto the voice of the Lord. You must learn to be obedient to Him and learn to obey the prompting of the Holy Spirit always when He tells you to do it. Learn to obey Him. When He sits there and tells you, don't do that. If it's an area of sin or something you shouldn't be involved in, something you shouldn't be watching on the TV or listening to, or not listening to gossip or some judgmental attitude or whatever, learn to obey His prompting and repent and turn from that and choose the right way so you don't walk in the ways of sin. When last time we talked about faithfulness, God wants you to be faithful. In the things that you are faithful in the least is what you'll be faithful in much. If that principle's not established you in what you're doing now, you'll never be faithful in the things that God would want to give you. And the Bible says, eyes not seen, ears not heard, the things that He's prepared for those that love Him. God's prepared such great things, but you've got to learn to be faithful in the things that He's given you to do. Be faithful in giving of your tithes and offerings. Be faithful in going to church and be there on time. Be faithful in prayer. Be faithful in witnessing. Be faithful in walking in love. Be faithful in the ministry that He's called you to. Learn to be faithful in whatever He tells you to do. Praise God. And He will promote you. Faithfulness precedes promotion in one's life. A faithful man shall abound with blessings. Proverbs 28, verse 20. Hallelujah. Today we're going to talk about the area of humility. It is important that you humble yourself in the sight of the Lord. You know, the opposite of humility is pride. Every one of us have to deal with pride in our life. What was it that fell the devil? It was pride. He said, I will be like the Most High. I will sit in the sides of the north of the congregation. He wanted to be like God. His pride got a hold of him. He had great beauty, and he was lifted up because of his pride. I'll tell you, God resists the proud. He gives grace unto the humble. Every one of us must deal with our pride. You must humble yourselves in the sight of the Lord. If you will not humble yourself, then you're going to be humbled. But if you will humble yourself in the sight of the Lord, then He is going to lift you up. That's why it's important. In fact, in James 4:6, the Bible says He gives more grace. Wherefore He saith, God resisteth the proud, but giveth grace unto the humble. Grace is God's willingness to use His power on your behalf. That only happens for those that are humble, that have humbled themselves and have submitted themselves to God's word. The proud says, I, all the time. You can always tell a proud person. Just listen to the way they talk. They always talk about I. They're always talking about their accomplishments. They're so self-absorbed, thinking about themselves. God does not want you to be having pride in your life. He resists the proud. You need to humble yourself in the sight of the Lord. You know, He said, the greatest is the servant of all. And those that have humbled themselves, they're the servant. That's what you want to be. You want to be a servant. You want to be a humble servant of the Lord. And as you serve one another, you serve the Lord. If you're always thinking about self, though, and what I want to do, you're going to have all kinds of problems. I guarantee you, you're having problems in your marriage or in relationships if you are full of pride, because the proud one always wants their own way. Now, we're not going to be one who is proud, always wanting our own way out of selfishness. It's important that you humble yourself and be one who gives out. The humble one gives out to others. The proud person wants always things his way. He always wants to take what he wants. God wants you to deal with the pride in your life. Remember that pride goes before a fall. And when you have areas of pride in your life, it will bring you down. In fact, it'll cause a hardening of your heart. Don't let your mind be hardened in pride. It talks about that in Daniel. that the one king he was hardened. He hardened his mind in pride. I find that many people are hardened to the gospel because of pride. Pride has to be dealt with in a person's life if they're going to be yielded unto the Lord. This is true for many, not only people that haven't come to the Lord, but many Christians that have come to the Lord. They wanted to get born again. They wanted to get saved because they didn't want to be going to hell. They wanted to be in right relationship with God. But they haven't yielded themselves to God. They haven't submitted themselves to Him. If you're really going to be humble before God, you are going to submit yourself to God. That's what, you know, Jesus humbled Himself and was obedient to what God told Him to do, even the death of the cross. Well, we don't have to go through that, but I'll tell you, we need to humble ourselves. Jesus didn't speak what He wanted. He spoke the Father's words. He humbled Himself and submitted to God. He humbled Himself to walk in God's ways because He knew that He was to walk in the mission that God had for Him. God had a plan. The Father had a plan for Jesus, and that was the plan of redemption, and He was obedient to it. But first, He humbled Himself. You'll never be obedient if you're not going to humble yourself before God. And casting your cares upon the Lord, that's an important, but what precedes that is humility. The Bible says in 1 Peter 5:6 that humble yourselves in the sight of the Lord, under the mighty hand of God, casting all your care upon Him. As you cast your care upon Him, that shows you're trusting in Him. If you won't humble yourself, you won't trust in the Lord. If you're just trusting in yourself, then you are a person who has pride in your life. You know, the proud, they don't want to receive correction. The proud, you can't tell them things because they don't want to receive it. They want to believe that they're okay and they're right, and they have a self-righteous attitude oftentimes. God says, you need to deal with that pride in your life, and you need to be receptive to the correction of the Lord. You need to be humble and receive His word. You know, everything that God brings for us is good. And it's so important that we deal with pride in our life. And I encourage you to confess the sin of pride this day and repent from it and humble yourself under the mighty hand of God. Watch God's grace work in your life. Watch Him lift you up, exalt you, and bless you, and bring forth great things in your life. Humble yourself. Be a servant. That's the one that's going to be the greatest in the sight of the Lord. Do this daily and watch God bless you. Well, we'll see you talking more about more daily Christian disciplines on the next broadcast. God bless you. As I close today, do you have problems with sickness and disease? If so, know that you can be healed of any sickness or disease. We minister healing and deliverance to people 5 days a week, and we have seen the Lord heal cancer, diabetes, high blood pressure, heart problems, headaches, neck, back, and joint pain, and healing of various physical problems. If you would like to receive personal ministry for healing, please call 268-WORD. That's 268-9673. And now, until I greet you on the next broadcast, may God bless you as you are a hearer and a doer of the Word of God.